The nose is the main highway to your respiratory system. When you inhale air through your nostrils, the air enters your nasal cavity and travels along the top of your palate. Say, palate. But your nose just doesn't take air in and send it along to the lungs. But your nose doesn't just take air in and send it along to the lungs. It warms, humidifies and filters it first. Your nose is lined with a mucous membrane, say, mucous membrane, which is a wet, thin layer of tissue. The nose knows how to filter things out of the air before they make their way into your throat. On the inside front surface of the nose are tiny protective hairs that catch dust. And some irritants that do get caught in there are so irritating your nose wants to get rid of them away by sneezing. Say, sneezing. Your brain, muscles and nose all work together to send those particles flying out of your nose sometimes to 100 miles an hour. On each side of your nose are adenoids, say, adenoids. Cells that help fight out any... so powerful that it can smell up to 10,000 different odours. It does this with the help of many parts hidden deep inside your nasal cavity and head. Up on the roof of the nasal cavity is the olfactory epithelium. Say, olfactory epithelium. Olfactory is a fancy word that has something to do with smelling. The olfactory epithelium is a tiny patch of nerve cells with microscopic hairs called cilia. Cilia are covered with special receptors that are sensitive to odor molecules that travel through the air. These receptors are at least 10 million of them in your nose. There are at least 10 million of them in your nose. There are at least 20 different kinds of receptors, and each kind has the ability to sense a certain range of odor molecules.
Generally, you have 10 million insects that are muscle factors.
molecules enter, presumably to dissolve the fluid in invertebrates such as mammal, factory stimulation occurs only when after the aerobic molecule is dissolved in the mucus that covers the olfactory membrane. In spite of the wide biological gap between the odor sensitivity of man and that of insects, display certain similarities and mechanisms. Vertebrates, the olfactory nerve fibers enter either of two specialized structures, olfactory bulbs, stem-like projections under the front part of the brain turned into a microscopic series of intricate basket-like clusters called glomeruli. Say, glomeruli. Each glomerulus receives impulses from about 26,000 receptors and sends them on throughout the cell, eventually to reach higher olfactory centers at the base of the brain. There are also fibers that cross over from one olfactory bulb. Details of higher brain centers of smell are still unclear. When the olfactory bulbs are removed by surgery, the individual's ability to discriminate odors is lost.